Hey, beautiful people. It's your girl, Dr. Daryl, the Extreme Weight Loss Coach, and welcome to the Cute, Curvy, Confident Life. I got some good stuff for you guys tonight. We're going to be talking about the three things that they don't want you to know about losing and keeping off a significant amount of weight. So I'm not even going to make y'all wait, okay? So the first thing that they don't want you to know, it is not all about calories in versus calories out. Now, let me put in my disclaimer here, okay? I truly and honestly believe that, and it cost me a lot of heartache and pain and beating myself up and saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even hardly eat anything today, and I've gained 3 pounds, not even thinking, because I'm believing this facade that you have to eat less all the time in order to lose the weight. So it is not all about calories in versus calories going out. What's most important is that you take into consideration what those calories are and what the sources are that you're getting those calories from. And this, my light bulb turned on about this when I recently became a high raw vegan and eating raw food throughout the entire day. And then one of my meals is a heated vegan meal. And I realized that going to this type of way of eating, I will never say diet because I will never diet again. Let's just give a pause. Just send a little memory of the word diet. Okay, that's enough. That's all you get. We will never diet again because it's just going to set you up for failure. What I realized by becoming a high raw vegan and eating food that's not processed and just eating food from the earth, the food that God grows for us, is that I can eat as much as I want. Let me say that again for you. I can eat as much as I want, because the source of the calories are so good for you to eat, you do not have to count calories when you are eating whole food. I will never count calories. I just make sure that I get enough food to eat so that I am not hungry. And I will say this, the cravings for the white sugar and the white flour have decreased. And yes, I have gone off of this way of eating because I've been doing it since before my surgery. That was May the 11th. So maybe I'm going to say at the beginning of May, it is now August. And I've had my back and forth of it because I love myself and I'm going to give myself grace and speak to myself with grace and love and understanding. It took me over a year to stop eating meat. However, my affirmation was still, I do not eat meat. And the joke is, girl, and I just had a chicken wing the day before. Okay, so you have to get your mindset together. And so that is my affirmation. I am a high raw vegan, and I'm telling you, I can tell the difference when I go off of that way of eating. And for me, my issue is when I get home from work. It's very easy to do during the day. You know, I always start off with watermelon because I try to eat things that are in season. And oh my gosh, the watermelon is so good. And so I always start my day off with eating the watermelon. I still do intermittent fasting to a point. I normally do not eat until about 11, sometimes a little bit later than that. I listen to my body. Sometimes I eat at 9. You can't be so rigid with yourself because then you'll end up going off. And this includes the eating the whole foods, and make sure that you are getting you're getting calories from good sources. Okay. So they don't want you to know that. They want you to think that you have to eat all this diet food that is nothing but chemicals put together to look really pretty and make you think that it's good for you to eat. In the United States, you're allowed to put a lot of things on your label that is not necessarily true. So you have to be very cautious and you're going to have to read labels. But guess what? You don't need to read a label on a watermelon. You just go and get one. I even had a myth debunked for me in regards to seeded watermelon from an old head farmer. He looked like he was about 80 years old. And if you didn't believe what this man said, something was wrong with you. And I kind of researched it. So now I don't even have anything against a seedless watermelon. So I do like, I'd rather have a seeded watermelon because I eat the seeds. The seeds are a good source of vitamins and guess what? Good calories. And you can eat high volume when you're eating whole foods. So you can't necessarily believe that myth about the calories in, calories out. So look, I'm telling you, if you do maybe half of your day where you're eating whole foods, and then the second half, you can. I don't even want to say it out my mouth. But again, you're going to have to give yourself grace until you can kind of move over and adapt you to your way of eating that makes you feel good. Eating a raw vegan diet may not make you feel good. I know the difference. I felt amazing when I first started. And when I did it for 11 days straight. And when I'm telling you, I felt absolutely amazing. Now, I did have a slight headache, and sometimes that will happen when your body is getting used to a new way of doing things, especially eating. And so you have to give your body time to adjust to that. But I'm just urging you to just try it. The less processed foods that you can put into your body, the better off you will be. And I'm going to give you an affirmation for that. Everything I eat heals and nourishes my body. Everything I eat heals and nourishes my body. And so if you keep that affirmation in your mind and you're writing it a couple of times during the day, trust me, you're going to start making better decisions about what you put into your body. Your body is your temple. Honor it. Honor your body by eating foods that only heal and nourish your body. Honor your body by moving it and not going to the gym for 3 hours. We'll talk about that on another episode. Okay. So, number one, I'm just going to repeat one more time, debunking the myth. They want you to believe that it's all about calories in versus calories out. It is not. You have to think about what your sources of calories, what source your calories are coming from. Okay. Number two, your body adapts. It will adapt to what you are doing. So mainstream wants you to think that it's consistent, calorie deficit, and you'll continue to lose weight as long as you're eating less calories. But guess what? Your body is going to adapt. That's the other myth. Your body adapts to what you are doing. So you know what happens? Your metabolism may slow down. Your body may get so used to it and you do so well with it that nothing changes for it. I've had several trainers and I would go for months at a time and I would get really good results. And then it would kind of plateau off. You guys know what a plateau is, right? That's what a plateau is. Your body get used to what you're doing. So you have to switch up what you are doing a little bit. You have to do different ways of moving your body. I think we're going to have a moment of silence for the word exercise as well. Just a moment. Because the word exercise comes with a negative tone to it. But could you imagine if you get up every day and your intention is to move your body and be flexible and release stress and keep your body where all of the ligaments and the joints are just flowing and moving so that when you're 95 and you fall on the floor, you just get right up. How many athletes do you see who were athletes in their younger years and then when they get older, they're in a lot of pain. They can't move. They can't stiff. They're very stiff because they have overworked their body. So could you imagine if you just did some easy going Pilates, stretching, yoga, it's just the same. It's just the same. And switch it up so that your body won't adapt to it. And switching it up is also good for you as well because it gives you more things to do, more things that you can say, oh, well, I think I'm going to dabble dance a jig today or tomorrow I'm going to jump rope. Go back to your childhood. Ride your bike. You know, jump, like I say, jump rope. Play jump rope. Play hopscotch. Do things that you enjoy, but do things that will move your body in a functional way so that you can move around better because your body will adapt to it. And they say the true indicator of living a long time is how fast can you get up off the floor? Not even how fast, but can you get up off the floor with no assistance? I can't even do that yet. It is a goal of mine because the study shows that, you know, it will lessen the chance of you breaking a hip. You know how older people, they break their hips and then they have to have all of these. Once you break your hip, they say a whole bunch of other problems comes along with it because they have not moved their body in such a fluid way and practicing that on a daily basis. One exercise that I do in the morning is called a heel drop. And I just get on my tippy toes and I drop. And I let everything shake. Another thing that I do is that I just shake it out. Everything. Everything's jiggling, y'all. Everything. Do a shimmy. Simple body moves that your body will not adapt to because you're doing them differently all the time. So that's the second myth. The last myth is true to my heart, is mental and emotional well-being is crucial for you to sustain your new way of life. We're not going to say diet. It is a lifestyle change. You no longer think the same. You are a different person. So mainstream wants you to think that losing weight only depends on what you're eating and if you're exercising or not. It's not talking about the mental part of losing the weight. This is a problem, an issue that I have with some surgeons, not all, because I had a weight loss surgery. It wasn't considered a successful weight loss surgery. But after my surgery, you know, I followed up for, you know, first it was every week and then every 2 weeks, you know, then they kind of wing you off. And then it goes into once a year. And I don't even know if it goes into every 3 years after that. I don't know because I just stopped going because it was like, you're not doing anything with me. But my mental health was never addressed. It was simply, are you getting enough protein in? Are you getting enough water in? Now I mainly eat my water. I don't even drink a lot of water. And I know that I'm hydrated because of how I check to see if I'm hydrated. And that's really the color of your urine. It should never be clear and it should never be a dark yellow. It should be a pale yellow. You will know if you're hydrated or not. So they didn't do anything else with me. That was it. They had support groups, but the support groups were more like everybody. It took like the first 20 minutes of everybody standing up going, you know, I'm 5 months old and I started at this weight and now I weigh this, and this is how much I lost. And then it was more like a mediocre support group, but it never addressed the mental issues. They never told me that I would be somewhere eating, and then after my 3 to 4 bites, I was getting ready to have a tantrum. I was pure enough going to have an attitude because I could not eat anymore while I'm sitting there watching everybody else eat the rest of their food. That is emotional. That is part of your mental health that they do not prepare you for. Now, my surgery has been over 20 years ago. I had my surgery in 1999, and I did support a surgeon. I was in their group, in their Facebook group, and, you know, I wasn't impressed at all with the topics. And so it's almost like they just say, oh, you know what, we're going to do this month. And it's really a disservice. This having the surgery is very, very mental when you are having the surgery. And certain things they just do not talk to you about. And some of the insurance companies, I believe they still require that you speak to a psychiatrist or a psychologist before you have the surgery. Because I had to do that too over 20 years ago. However, I just think that coaching, therapy should be part, especially coaching, because therapy and coaching are two different things. So when your mental health is very important. So that's just another myth that they make you think that, you know, as long as you eat less and as long as you exercise, the weight is just going to come off and it's going to stay off. They don't talk about this as a lifelong commitment, and you need to be able to do things that you can sustain. How can you sustain if you have a trainer and you're going in, and you're going to the gym 6 days a week, an hour, 2 hours at a time? Who can sustain that for the rest of their lives? Number one, it's going to cost you money. Now, I'm all about investing in yourself. You know, it doesn't matter how much it costs if it's going to give you the results that you want, but you're kind of setting yourself up for failure for some of the things that I mentioned tonight, that if you go into the gym and you're used and your body gets used to you training for 2 hours a day, eventually you're not going to see the results. You'll be maintaining that because your body has gotten used to it. So I know for a fact that I was at where I worked at, to get up to my office, I had to walk up 3 flights of steps because they didn't have an elevator in the building. And so, and this was years ago, and you know, I have bone-on-bone arthritis. I did get my left knee replaced, but when I first saw those steps, I was like, you lying to me? I know somebody lying up in here, y'all. Do I have to call the ADA people? What you mean you're on the elevator up in this blickety? I had to walk up 3 flights of steps every morning. And trust me, I was like, you got this, you got that, you, because girl, we ain't coming back down these steps. I had to go back upstairs. But let me tell you, about a month in, it was so easy for me to walk up those steps. It was so easy for me to walk up the 3 flights of steps because I had to do it every day. And my body started to adapt, and it was easy for me to do. I got to the point where I would go downstairs and chat and or go downstairs and get this and get that and walk right on back up them 3 flights like it was nothing. Your body adapts. So you have to be very clear about what your goal is at the end of the day. You want to be able to change your lifestyle so that whatever you change it to, you are able to do it for the rest of your life. Even at 90, you can get up and shake. I'll say you can sit down and shake and do a shimmy when you're 90, right? If it's going to move everything. I do my neck exercises in the morning where I do chin to chest and then tilt my head back. And then I move my head from side to side. And then I go in a circle because I want to loosen up these muscles in here. And I do this before I even get out of my bed. I do sit up and sit on the side of the bed, but that's what I do every morning before I get up while I'm saying my affirmations. So I'm going to piggyback on the mental and emotional well-being, that they don't want you to even consider that. They just want you to think that it's just all about eating and exercising. I started with one affirmation. Your mindset is key. Self-care is key. And that's all in your mental and emotional well-being. It's very key to you being able to keep going and keep doing this way of life that you have now created for yourself. The affirmations completely changed my life. And if you want to hear more about that, you need to either text the word jumpstart to 443-775-2325. You can send me a DM and send me the word jumpstart on Instagram or Facebook, and you need to get into this free webinar. And so it's a virtual class. You don't have to come in person. And I'm going to talk to you about that one strategy. That strategy set the tone for everything else that trickled down to help me to lose and keep off not just 400 pounds of physical weight, but countless pounds of emotional weight. And when I tell you I created affirmations for everything, because again, I was retraining my way of thinking, and I'm consistently learning. If you would have asked me in January, is it important to eat less calories? I would have said, absolutely. You have to keep learning. You have to keep growing and get better and better every day. Every day I get better and better. That's the affirmation right there. See, I just hooked y'all up. Every single day I get better and better and better. And you got to say it with the emotion. You know, it's important. And it will change your life how you speak to yourself. You need to speak to yourself with love and grace. Because no one is perfect. No one. Not even me. And trust me, I'm just a few steps ahead of a lot of you. And I learn from other people. And you will attract what you are putting your energy towards. So now that I have all of these friends who are plant-based, I'm around, surrounded by all of these female, Black female business owners, because I am a Black female business owner now. So you see the things right in front of you. If you like to, one thing I will say, when I was teaching a fitness class, a lot of times we would go out and eat after we were exercising. And I didn't share this with them, but I would be upset and sometimes cry on the way home. Like, well, I just wasted my time exercising. And so everyone was doing it. And so I ended up doing it as well. And so you will act like the people that you hang around. So y'all need to join the Cute, Curvy, Confident crew, because we are a sisterhood that we know that numbers on a scale does not define who we are. Numbers on a scale would not depict what I'm going to do today, what I'm going to wear today, or how I'm going to feel today. We get away from that. We wake up feeling absolutely amazing because we deserve to wake up feeling absolutely amazing. It's just as simple as that. You deserve every single thing that you want. And if you don't believe that, then you create an affirmation and you say it 24/7, because you don't have to believe it in order to start. So with this free webinar, you are able to start immediately right after the webinar and start putting something in place for yourself to start changing your life. You said today, yesterday. You said this year, last year. And I will always say that because we all do that for everything. So I want you to commit to yourself and say, you know what? I'm going to join. I'm going to come to this webinar. I'm going to learn this one strategy and I'm going to put it into place. And I'm going to join the Cute, Curvy, Confident crew so I can put it into practice and be around other women who are striving to waking up feeling absolutely amazing because you deserve it. So thank you for joining me today. And you guys got this. I believe in you. And I don't even have to know you to believe in you. All I'm asking is that you have an open mind and that you believe in yourself. Thank you for joining me on the Cute, Curvy, Confident Life. I am Dr. Daryl, the Extreme Weight Loss Coach, and I love y'all.